Johnny was tired. He had not slept for days. He summoned up reserves of energy and spoke in a strong, confident voice.
I can promise you successful war! If you will let me guide you! If you will each one contribute men and time to a daring enterprise! If you will but plan with me and work in preparation for the next few months, we will have war! We will have revenge! And we will have a chance of everlasting victory!
They heard that. After a moment, while it sank in, they burst into a savage din of agreement. The Lochaber axes were raised higher. Claymores flashed back the light of flames. The pipes suddenly burst into the stirring tunes of war. They hailed Johnny until they were hoarse. As he stepped down and was led away by Robert the Fox, big hands clapped him on the back as he passed. Others sought to grip his. Men leaped before him, claymores held before their faces in devoted salutes. Somebody started a chant of,
MacTaylor! MacTaylor! MacTaylor!
The pipes screamed and drums added to the din.
Count on you, laddie,
said Robert the Fox fondly as he led Johnny off to temporary quarters in an old house, a bath, clean clothes, and rest.
But I'm only hoping we can deliver.
They buried Biddy MacLeod the next day in a crypt in the old cathedral St. Giles. The funeral procession was over a mile long. To the chief of Clan Fergus, Johnny had said,
He died a squire. We must bury him as a knight.
Placing a robe on the corpse, Fergus, as titular King of Scotland, and now the entire British Isles, knighted Biddy with the tender touch of a sword. A rock carver had worked straight through to complete a sarcophagus, a stone casket, and it was ready. The parson read the funeral oration, and to the doleful mourn of pipes, Biddy was laid away. On the plaque, beneath the new armorial bearings they had given Biddy, was carved, Sir Biddy, a true knight. They knew Biddy would have liked that. Patty, her face frozen in shock since she had first heard the news of his death, at the funeral's end, was given the small packet they had found in his pocket. It was the locket. She numbly read the engraving on it.
To Patty, my future wife.
The dam of her tears broke, and she collapsed across the sarcophagus, weeping uncontrollably. But Biddy was not really gone. He had become a legend. Future generations, if they survived, would hold in song and story the memory of Sir Biddy, who they said had saved the life of Johnny.